Actually, we have Miss October from the Girls of Ashmore and Associates calendar. Just kidding. Go ahead and pop the headphones on. We're talking to Dee Ellard this morning. And appreciate you coming in to visit with us.
Certainly.
Now, what do you do over at Ashmore?
I'm a benefits manager.
Okay, so you're the benefits manager. You're the person that actually deals with the companies that have the employees that are getting the insurance policies, right? Kind of sort of,
yes.
Yeah? Okay. All right. This is something that I heard or have read. The White House now says 1 in 5 will not get through the website. Now, just let me lay the groundwork here, and then you can spout off. It'll be your turn. White House says 20% of Americans won't make it through the website to buy health insurance through the new exchanges. The administration continues to work feverishly to fix the malfunctioning website by November 30th. Now, let me tell you something. I'm not thinking that this is going to be working out for them too well. But White House spokesman Carney, which is one of my least favorite people on the face of the planet, says that still 1 in 5 who will start the process online won't finish it and won't be able to purchase insurance. Okay, now listen to this, Laura.
Is he saying, like, on the website?
Yeah, well, just hold on. He says technical problems are only one reason. Some won't be comfortable using a computer to buy insurance. Now,
that's true.
Okay, this is true. For others, the tax situation is too complicated for the website to determine eligibility or subsidies. Are you kidding me? Carney says trained navigators and call centers can better serve those individuals. Now, I don't know. We were talking about this last week, and I don't remember if we were talking about on or off mic. Okay? But there was an interview that I heard between a navigator and a potential insurance customer. Okay? A navigator and a potential insurance customer. The guy said, well, you know, I have side jobs and I get paid cash, but I don't really report that. And she says, well, you don't really want to report that now because that's going to trigger an audit. Are you kidding me? What do you think about this? Is this happening or not? Dee, you're joined by your compadre. Well, I'm sorry. What was your name again?
Jana.
Oh, Jana. Yes. Jana, what do you do over at Ashmore?
I do the individual health markets.
Okay. All right. So what's your take on this 20%? First of all, everybody can keep their policy. Then 2%. Now 5%. Now 20%. Okay. I mean, what's happening?
Do you guys just buy huge bottles of Tylenol and share or Excedrin for all the headaches this has caused you?
That I can answer very quickly, yes.
And we insanely.
Yes. I know, yeah.
It's a joke running up and down the hall. At the end of the day, it changes daily. I mean, we can barely keep up with anything other than the law as it is written and in instruction, guidance, direction from the carriers. Their legal teams are on top of it, and then the minute something comes out, you know that. But the variations in who is and who isn't going to be able to enroll in the plan at any given time, based on technical issues or just the idea that suddenly you can keep the policy that you had, you know, 3 months ago,
okay.
Even though you've moved on.
Jana, when this stuff changes every day, do you just like close your door and then everybody hears this? And then they go, wow, she's pissed.
I've just resorted to laughing.
Yeah, you know.
That is not a lie. She walks out of the bedroom. We're in the bedroom. We're up there morning to,
you
know,
practically live there, don't you?
But she walks out of her office and she just laughs. She just stands there and laughs.
Incredible.
You know, one thing that I will say about those that can keep the coverage, I don't know if you've already talked about it, but Texas has already kind of addressed that. The majority of our carriers already came up with a plan to allow people and keep it by the law, according to the current law, allow them to keep the plan they have into all the way through 2014 or up through December 2014. There are very few in the state of Texas that didn't already make that adjustment and kind of see what was coming and allow people to keep the plans that they currently have. We're dealing with the Texas Health Insurance Risk Pool. That is closing, and that's probably one of our biggest populations that definitely need it mm-hmm. and need to be able to get in.
Okay. We're with Jana and Dee from Ashmore & Associates. We're going to dive into this in just a minute. We'll be back at 7:16. Good morning. It's 7:22 with Collins and Mack on Tuesday. In the house, we've got ladies from Ashmore & Associates. Got Jana Brown, Dee Eller, benefits managers. Relative to the Affordable Care Act, this is one thing that I was kind of thinking about. Go ahead and tell us about... what happens when somebody goes off of the plan and the plan that they were on, they lost their plan and they pony up on a new plan. Now the president says that you can keep your plan or you can keep it for a period of time, but can you go back? Once you pay your money, can you go back and get your old plan back?
We're still waiting legislation on that or the carrier's response to some of the rulings. There's bills up in front of the House right now to determine that. So as the current law stands and the way we currently operate,
right.
Once you give up your current plan, then you no longer can go back to it.
Wow.
It is not available. That's under current laws, you know, with the president's announcement last week. And everybody adjusting to it and regulations coming out, that could change.
So, you know, the life according to the president, the people that were good citizens and rushed into the system and said, I want to sign up. If this law goes back, then they can't get their old plan back. Is this true or false?
That's yet to be determined.
So that's the legislation that I guess is being worked on. As it stands right now,
yes,
they cannot get their old plans back. Once you're off, you're off.
Correct.
Wow. That's just not.
But remember now, there's basically only, you know, a handful that have actually left and enrolled. Right. The largest population I'm dealing with on the individual markets are those that have been uncovered. And they're able to get some of their pre-existing conditions covered. They're paying full price, and they're very happy to do it because they can now get the coverage. So a lot of the people I'm helping are those that are coming off of our Texas Health Insurance Risk Pool, those who have not had coverage, and those that are definitely wanting it and seeking it and paying for it. So that opportunity is out there for them.
Right. And we're still needing younger people to sign up for this to work.
Absolutely.
Correct? And how is that being affected by people who are able to stay on their parents' program or insurance policy until they're 26?
Overall, that hasn't affected it at all. They're staying on their parents' plan.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not coming to us for any assistance at all.
Yeah. So the people that we're really hitting are the people above 26 years old that really need to get on their plan. And a lot of the young people, I guess, think they're invincible and don't need insurance.
Oh, yeah. Immortal. Invincible. Yeah.
So when people are coming in, I mean, is there frustration level? Just, I mean, is it off the meter? I mean, is it just, are people just basically exasperated?
Yes.
Wow.
A lot of frustration. Just a lot of waiting for the procedures to be a little more stable.
Mm-hmm.
Other carriers coming on the market late, processes just being late to catch up with where we are, and we're a month from a guarantee issue for January 1 effective dates. Our deadline's December 15th to get everybody enrolled for a January 1 effective date. So, and with carriers still just kind of getting a grasp on it, it's been difficult.
Now, I wonder.
But she also said that some people are very happy to be able to pick up coverage.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I get it.
It's not all negative.
That's right. I have some people that are, like I said, coming off the Texas Health Risk Pool, which Texas had about 30,000 people enrolled in that. Those are the happy people.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us about people. We have a listener who has a child with special needs, and he got a cancellation notice that he was going to lose his current policy.
I think autism's the issue, right?
In this particular case, yeah. Yes. or as a form of that. But what can people do if they're if they're getting cancellation notices and they have a special needs child? Is there what can they do?
They will be guarantee issue into the new marketplace. They can purchase it. They just pick a plan and purchase it. The premiums are set from ages 0 to 20. They're the same rate. They go up a little bit after that. But it is guarantee issue, no pre-X, no rating for their certain conditions, which we saw in the past. So they are in an okay place. Even though it's fearful that they're losing what they have, they're still okay. They can go purchase what they need.
And it's not going to, the price is not going to skyrocket on them?
It depends on what they've been paying. That's very individualized.
Okay.
It always seems like it comes down to those three dirty little words. It's just money.
But sometimes to pay that money for the coverage is well worth it.
Absolutely.
729, good morning. KFYO at 739, Tom and Laura, good morning. Have Jana Brown, DLer from Ashmore & Associates, Associates of Ashmore & Associates is Laura.
Right. All right. Before we move on, I wanted to go back to our listener that had the special needs child, and he got a cancellation notice or a notice that his insurance premium was going to go way sky high.
Yeah, this particular case was Asperger's, I think.
Yeah. So what you said, there's a possibility that people in this situation could possibly look into a child-only insurance policy that might be more affordable?
That's absolutely correct. And that was something that went away when the law first passed in 2010, child-only policies went away because of the guarantee issue part of it, but they're now back in. Sometimes they can still be less if you only have one child. They can be less than what your dependent coverage is on a group, but it is guarantee issue.
To define guarantee issue, that means no pre-existing conditions apply. They're covered day one for whatever medical conditions they bring on.
Okay.
Guarantee issue, no pre-existing waiting period. That's right. Day one, they are covered from what they have. The premiums are under, they're reasonable. I don't know what affordable is to everybody, mm-hmm. but they are reasonable. And like I said, there's no exclusions or limited exclusions, I should say. But it is available. It is available for a child only. They can go on with a parent, or the parent can choose a different plan. There's a lot of options.
When we're talking about this, just to put it in perspective, off mic you told me that it's the same premium 0 through 20 in policies that you've seen with zero deductible or as little as $150 a month.
Yes, I do have a policy available for that.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Now, you had some information or some quotes that you were going to share from, some government agencies and officials. Go ahead and share that with us real quick, and we'll wrap up.
This is from the president of the NIAC, which is the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. He stated that raising concerns that the transitional policy, quote, may lead to higher premiums and market disruptions in 2014. He said, changing the rules through administrative action at this late date creates uncertainty and may not address the underlying issues.
Well, it's kind of like this. If you're the engine and you're pulling the train, you slam on the brakes, you're going to get rear-ended. It's going to happen.
Well, I don't know. He was getting so much flack about what was going on. I mean, he had to do a little backing up.
Correct.
Really, quite honestly. Give us some advice on what to do. We've heard all the negative. I keep hearing negative, negative, negative. There's got to be some positive here.
There is. And a lot of what I deal with on the individual side is just looking at the entire picture. For the majority of our clients, it's been advantageous for them to stay on the plan they have, even though they're seeing some increases and they're going to be paying the taxes that have now been imposed on them. It's still a little bit better affordable for them. But it's worth the evaluation based on your income, based on how you're insured, based on the availability of group insurance and things like that, to go ahead and have that evaluation to see if it's better to stay or to move. But since in Texas, most of our companies offered an extension of your current plan, either through 2014 or to December 2014, for the majority of our clients, it's the best way to stay.
Okay, great. Okay. Thanks, girls, for coming in. That's Jana Brown and DLer from Ashmore & Associates. What is the best way to get a hold of you guys? You have a website, phone number, what?
We do. It's
the
Ashmore.
Insane Asylum. Is that where we need to contact you?
You might find us there on the, ninth floor, 10th floor, third floor. I don't know. It's Ashmore and AshmoreAssociates.com. Just www.AshmoreAssociates.com. That's the easiest, best way, especially if you're
A-S-H-E or A-S-H-M-O-R-E?
Yes, the latter.
Ash and More.
AshmoreAssociates.com. There is a link there. We'll get you directly to, if, and you mentioned earlier about how some folks are not getting comfortable with the computer use, et cetera, having issues. You can come into the office, obviously, but there is a link there that we want you to know about. You can go and you'll be connected with Jana eventually. You can run your quote yourself. You can look at what that cost might be for the individual that you're talking about. He can do it very quickly at our website. We obviously have a phone number. It's 806-748-745-8358.
She forgot her phone number.
I don't dial it very often.
Give that number to her, sure, would you?
806-745-8358.
Thanks, Jana. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. 743. Good morning.